we have seen the depository receipts. Now, we will look into the bonds. Foreign currency convertible bonds. Foreign currency FCCBs. Foreign currency convertible bonds are issued by an Indian company in foreign currency. Okay? As per the regulation prescribed under Foreign Exchange Management Act. And this will be subscribed by the non-resident entity in foreign currency and convertible into ordinary shares of the issuing company in any manner, either in whole or in part. These FCCBs are unsecured and carry the fixed rate of interest with an option for conversion into fixed number of equity shares of the issuer company. Interest and redemption price is payable in dollars. Coupon rate, that is interest rate on FCCB, is generally lower than the pure debt instrument. This FCCB does not require any rating, nor it requires any securities. 25% of FCCBs, foreign currency convertible bonds, proceeds can be utilized for the general corporate restructuring. Utilization of the proceeds, no? Then FCCB helps the issuing company to control the dilution of the capital structure into equity. These investors can benefit out of the conversion into equity and the guaranteed return in the form of coupon rate payments. So, investor can also benefit from the lower tax liability and significant yield at the maturity. Now, foreign currency exchangeable bonds. These are used to raise the funds from the international market against the security and the exchange ability of the shares of the Indian companies. Both the principal and interest, which is payable in foreign currency, and exchange happens maybe wholly or partly based on the equity related warrants attached to the debt instruments. FCEB is regulated by Foreign Currency Exchangeable Bond Scheme 2008 issued by Ministry of Finance, Department of Economic Affairs. And this scheme gives an opportunity to Indian promoter companies, Indian promoters, to leverage its value in group companies for issuing the shares in exchange to raise the money overseas to fund their new projects and acquisition. The proceeds of FCEB may be invested by issuing company overseas in joint venture or wholly owned subsidiaries. The basic difference between FCCB and FCEB, foreign currency convertible bond, and foreign currency exchangeable bond, there is a basic difference. In FCCB, that is foreign currency convertible bonds offering, bonds convert into shares. Okay, and in FCEB, the bonds are convertible into shares, not of the issuer company, but that of another company forming a part of its group. That is the difference. Now, coming down to understand the alternate investment fund, AIF. Securities and Exchange Board of India now notified the Alternate Investment Fund Regulation in 2012 to govern unregulated entities involved in raising the private capital from the institutional investors or high net worth individuals, HNI, with a view to invest such a funds in a cross-border opportunities, that is from abroad. So, all allowed venture capitalists are also required to register with the SEBI under the AIF regulations. Venture capitalists or venture capitals under AIF regulations are required to be registered with the SEBI before they are floating any scheme. Alternate investment scheme means any fund which is established in India in the form of trust, company, limited liability partnership firm or body corporate, which number one is a privately pooled investment vehicle that collects the fund from investors, whether Indian or foreign, investing it into accordance with the defined investment policy for the benefit of investor. And it is not covered under the SEBI Collective Investment Scheme, CIS. Regulations 1999 or other regulations of the SEBI, which aims to regulate the fund management activities. The entities which shall not be considered as alternative investment funds consist of number one, family trust as defined in Companies Act 2013, then ESOP trust, that is employee stock option schemes and employees stock option purchase schemes. They are not covered under AIF. Employee welfare trust or gratuity trust set up for the benefit of the employees are also kept outside the purview of this alternate investment fund. Holding company as defined in the Companies Act 2013 and other special purpose vehicles not established by the fund managers. These funds managers for the purpose of securitization of the company or reconstruction of the company, which is registered with the Reserve Bank of India. They are also not covered under AIF. And any such pool of the funds which is directly regulated by any other regulators in India. SEBI has classified alternate investment funds into following three broad categories. AIF funds are divided into three categories. Now, category one. This category one funds, AIF fund, invest in startup or early stage ventures or social ventures or SME or maybe infrastructure and other structures which the government regulator considered as socially or economically desirable, which include venture capital fund, SME funds, social venture capital funds, infra funds, and such other alternate investment funds as may be specified as alternate investment funds. These are category one. Now, category two is the funds that do not fall in category one, what we have discussed now. And in category three, that is what we are going to discuss. And those that do not undertake leverage or borrowing which is other than to meet the permitted day-to-day operations of the requirement. That is category two, right? Alternate investment funds such as private equity funds, debt fund, for which there is no specific incentive or concessions are given by the government, and any other regulator shall be included in this category two. The category three AIF funds is the fund that employ diverse or complex trading strategies and may employ the leverage, including through the investment in listed or unlisted derivatives. Okay, so alternative investment fund, such as hedge fund, which trade with a view to make a short-term returns, or such other funds which are open-ended and for which there is no specific incentive or concessions are given by the government or any other regulator that shall be included. So the category 3 alternative investment funds can also participate in commodity derivative market. AIF may raise the funds from any investor, whether Indian, foreign or non-resident. And each scheme of the AIF funds shall have a corpus of at least 20 crore rupees. Minimum corpus, minimum 20 crore rupees. AIF fund shall not accept from the investor an investment value less than 1 crore rupees. Less than 1 crore rupees, no investment. And manager or sponsor shall have a continuing interest in alternative investment funds not less than 2.5% of the corpus or 5 crores of rupees, whichever is low, in the form of investment into alternate investment fund. No scheme of alternative investment fund shall have more than 1,000 investors. Minimum, there is no minimum, but maximum 1,000 investor, okay, more than, shall have more than 1,000 investors, and the fund shall solicit to collect the funds except by way of private placement. Category 1 alternative investment fund and category 2 AIF shall be close-ended, and the category 1 and category 2 AIF or the schemes launched by such a fund shall have minimum tenure of at least 3 years, whereas the category 3 AIF may be open-ended and close-ended both. Units of the close-ended alternate investment funds may be listed on the stock exchange subject to minimum tradable lot of 1 crore rupee. Minimum tradable lot is 1 crore rupees. Then AIF may invest in securities of the companies which are incorporated outside the India, but subject to condition that the guidelines that may be stipulated for issuance of the Reserve Bank of India and SEBI from time to time. RBI has permitted an AIF which is registered with the SEBI to invest the overseas in terms of the provisions issued by RBI AIF that may invest in equity and equity-linked instruments only of offshore venture capital undertaking the subject to prior approval of investment from SEBI. Category 1 and Category 2 AIF shall invest more than 25% of the investable funds into one investment company. This Category 3 alternative investment fund shall have not more than 10% of the investable funds in one investee company. Not more than 10% of the investable funds for category 3. Right? AIF may act as nominated investor as specified in SEBI ICDR regulation 2009. All AIF shall review the policies and the procedures and their implementation on regular basis or as a result of the business development to ensure that it will be continued appropriateness. Category 3 AIF, the sponsor of AIF shall appoint a custodian who is registered with the SEBI. For what? For safekeeping of the securities. And category 1 and 2 also require to appoint a custodian registered with the SEBI for safekeeping of securities if corpus of the alternative investment fund is more than 500 crores. Below that, not required. Now, category 1 alternative investment funds shall invest in investee companies or venture capital undertaking in a special purpose vehicle or in limited liability partnership or in a units other than other alternative investment funds as specified in these regulations. Category 1 AIF shall not borrow the funds directly or indirectly or engage in the leverage except for meeting the temporary funding requirement for not more than 30 days on not more than 4 occasions in a year and not more than 10% of the corpus. Whereas in category 2 AIF shall invest primarily into unlisted investee companies in a unit of other AIF as may be specified in the placement memorandum. Category 2 AIF may not borrow the funds directly or indirectly and shall not engage also in leverage to except for meeting the temporary funding for not more than 30 days, not more than 4 occasions in a year and not more than 10% of the corpus. Alternate investment funds may enter into an agreement with the merchant banker to subscribe to the unsubscribed portion of the issue or to receive or deliver the securities in the process of market making. Category 2 alternate investment fund shall be exempt from the regulation 3 or 3A and Exchange Board of India in respect of investment in companies which are listed on SME exchange or SME segment of an exchange pursuant to the due diligence of such a companies subject to some conditions. Okay, now these conditions are: the AIF shall disclose any acquisition or dealing in securities pursuant to the due diligence within 2 working days of such acquisition or dealing to the stock exchange where the investee company is listed. Number 2, such investment shall be locked for a period of 1 year from the date of investment. As far as category 3 alternate investment fund is concerned, they can invest in the securities of listed or unlisted investee companies or derivatives or the complex or structured product. The fund may be engaged to leverage or to borrow subject to consent from the investor of the fund, investor in the funds, and that is subject to maximum limit as may be specified by SEBI. The sponsor and the manager of AIF will act in a fiduciary capacity towards its investors and shall disclose to all the investor all conflicts of the interest as and when they arises and they seems to be arising. An alternative investment fund will have to ensure the transparency and disclosure information to the investor on certain aspects. Number one, financial aspects, risk management, operational portfolio, and the transactional information regarding the fund's investment shall disclose periodically to the investor. Disclosure information. Number two, any fee which is ascribed to the manager or sponsor and any fee which is charged to the AIF or any investee company by an associate or manager, associate of the manager or sponsor shall be disclosed periodically to the investors. Next, any inquiries that may be legal action, legal or regulatory bodies in any jurisdiction as and when they occur, that they have to disclose. Any material liability which is arising out of during the AIF tenure shall be disclosed as and when occurred. Any breach of provision of the placement memorandum or agreement made with the investor or any other fund document, if any, as and when it is occurred. Change in control of the sponsor or manager or investee company, that is also required to be disclosed. AIF also should provide at least an annual basis, but within 180 days from the year end, report to the investor, including some information which consists of financial information of investee company, material risk and how they have mitigated, managed, which they include concentration risk, foreign exchange risk and leverage risk, how it is managed, that they have to disclose. In addition to that, realization risk, strategic risk, reputational risk and extra financial risk also need to be included in the disclosure statement the AIF fund shall provide to its investor: a description of its valuation procedure and the methodology for valuing the assets. Category 3 alternate investment funds shall ensure that calculation of the net assets value, that is NAV, is independent from the fund management function of the alternate investment funds, and such a NAV shall be disclosed to the investor at an interval not longer than a quarter for the close-ended funds and at the interval which is no longer than the month for open-ended funds. Similar manner, an AIF itself through the manager or sponsor shall lay down the procedure for resolution of the dispute between the investor, AIF, manager or sponsor through the arbitration or any such mechanism as mutually decided between the investor and alternate investment funds. So friends, we have completed our discussion on this alternate form of investment. Okay, hope you understood this different kind of investment avenue so as to guide to the investors. So thank you very much till then.